Kilman on cliffcentral.com. Boom, Lesego Mapanga's in the building. He took people to church on a Friday night.
It was beautiful.
Peter Petros, Gareth Cliffs, DJ Spoo, Lubi Mboya, Gareth Armstrong. It was like levels. Vaughn was reading yesterday. He was giving us his poem that he performed at Unplugged and In Charge at the Young Leadership Seminar. And I was just like, there's levels to this. Like, there was production. There was all sorts of things going on.
It was, the team came together so nicely. We're probably done with the preparation and everything, like, while, like, in the morning. So we're really quite fired up for the show. But we're almost worried about the turnout, but only to figure out the students will always be students and they'll always do things at the last minute. Mm. So literally, like, on the day, I think is when we sold the most amount of tickets. We had, like, over 200 students there. And it was lit, man.
It's fantastic.
And it was cold. It was a cold Friday night, you know? And we're thinking people wouldn't come out, and they did, and they came under their numbers.
What did you learn?
It was more of a humbling experience for me. I learned exactly how much influence you have on people. Like, you think you're doing nothing, or you think people aren't watching, and people are watching all the time.
Yeah.
Like, some people would, like, they would talk to me about a tweet that I tweeted so long ago when I was, like, just heartful and I thought I was just tweeting for the sake of it. And they were like, no, but that was, like, really, you were talking the truth. And, like, I took it and I started thinking that way, and that's what happened. I was like, whoa, dude, it was just a tweet. It was really just a tweet. So even more, and there were a lot of the guys that were there this year were there last year for the first Unplugged and In Charge Young Leader Seminar. And they were like, they remembered that one, you know, and that's why they wanted to come to this one. And they brought more of their friends. So you start... And Wisdom people always talk about it, but they're always, like, super positive. They're always like, oh my gosh, like, change the world, create a positive impact. And I'm always like, yeah. But on Friday, I felt it.
That's full power. Force. Yeah. Great energies in the room, and the result is magic.
Yeah.
Anything else to say on wireless before we move on?
I think next year's one is going to be even bigger. We had a couple of requests to make it more than once a year. So I think we might have to work on that. But I think what's beautiful about this Young Leader Seminar is that we had multiple different personalities on one stage.
Mm.
So you had Gareth who was like, nah, go motivate yourself. You know? And then you had Spoo, who was like the direct opposite, was like, go get it. And then you had Ayanda, who was just so pro female empowerment.
Mm.
And then you had Gareth Armstrong, who was quite somber, but... Like, Gareth is so crazy because he's quite somber, but when he speaks, he drops the heaviest of bars.
Yeah.
And he says them in such a mellow tone. So,
like, you wouldn't even know. It's like, what happened?
It's like, what happened? And it just hits you like a full force. And then obviously we're at Lubi, and Lubi
was just
powerhouse. He just leaves everything on the stage every
time. Such a sweetheart. So we look forward to what happens next with Wireless, and of course Unplugged and In Charge is every single Thursday between 12 and 1. It's Weza, Lesego, Vaughn and Simpiwe. But next week is a big week for South Africa.
Yeah.
My only hope is that people vote. Like, it doesn't matter who you vote for. I mean, it does. I don't know. Anyway, who knows? But the important thing is that you vote. Like, I think that that's very, very important.
Yeah. I like how you're trying to be politically correct there.
I don't even know. I'm like, whoever gets the posters down quickest after the elections, that's the party that I'll vote for, because they tend to leave it up indefinitely afterwards.
Yeah. I think, listen, no matter, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Vote for someone. Like, just stand for something. No one's going to judge you for who you vote for.
No one knows.
No one knows. Anyway. So I think this election, I think it's going to be lit. In our terms, and I think because people are so woke after Fees Must Fall, I think students or millennials at least have a better understanding of why they should vote. And because of that, I think the polls are going to tell a different story. Because we saw with Brexit, right, with the Britain exit, if you look at the stats, it was the guys from 18 to 24 that literally swung that vote.
Yeah.
Everybody else that was older was like, no, stay in the AU. And young people were like, no, why? And they swung the vote, and that's why it happened. And I think, especially in South Africa, when over 50% of our population is under the age of 25.
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But Africa as a whole.
Yeah, so yeah. Africa that has, I knew. I didn't know that we were in the same.
We were in the same. I think below age of 25, I think it's like sitting on 52 or 53%.
Mm.
So I think with that being said, I think we're going to see very radical stuff coming out. I think I see a lot of votes for EFF. I see a lot of votes for DA. And it's fine, because when you speak to young people, this is what they always say. They always say, listen, We want ANC to be in power, right?
Yeah.
We just need them to jack up. In order for them to jack up, they need competition.
Look, there's also a massive difference between local elections and national elections. And I've always sort of struggled to figure out which one affects me more or which one affects you more. Because obviously based on that, like it's your immediate surroundings versus your whole country. Like how do they interact with one another? How does it all work? It is an interesting one. I want to pick up on some of the different aspects of the upcoming elections and some of the different things that people have been speaking about. Let's kick it off with some of the different campaigns. I mean, one of the most fascinating parts for me about campaigns, number one, is that there are advertising agencies that do the campaigns.
Yes.
And I think that would be a very interesting space to be in as a creative if you were tasked with the, you know, people forget that there's someone who's doing the layout, who's doing the messaging, who's doing the media buys, who's, you know, creating the ads in a specific way, who's thinking, how do you speak to this audience? How do you gain that audience? Mm. It's a very strategic thing. I mean, in terms of the campaigns, what do you think are some of the different campaigns that have been put out there?
So we know with the ANC, so you've got to the airport, because I travel a lot, you'll see that the ANC has been campaigning quite heavily in the airport, and obviously that's higher LSM, right? So they're talking to those guys to say that they want those guys' votes, whereas the DA have been doing a lot of middle market LSMs. So you'll see a lot of DA branding inside taxis, for example, because those, you know, that's the market that they need to tap into, that they've recognized. And then you have someone like the EFF, and the EFF have, funny enough, been utilizing more than all the other guys social media. Because they're realizing that's where probably the most controversial people in the country are. That's where people talk the most. And the EFF being the EFF and not being scared of being controversial, it works to their advantage. So so you can see that the guys are being more specific this year. It's not like previous years where they should just put up posters on lampposts.
There's a strategy.
There's actually but it's a very intentional strategy now, and you can see it. And especially now with DA in regions are hands down, they're going after Gauteng because they're quite comfortable with Western Cape, and yet ANC is doing the opposite.
Well, I think it's Port Elizabeth, Pretoria, and Johannesburg that are the very contested ones in terms of could go DA, could go ANC. And the amount of research that must go into this, but no one's come knocking on my door. This is what I don't understand. I thought the ward councillors are supposed to knock on your door. Like, I haven't seen nobody's come around to my house. I thought that's what this... Isn't that the best way to campaign?
That is the best way. But, I mean, you remember there was a time when Stats SA was going around door to door trying to interview people. And I purposely was never at home because I didn't have time for that.
If you came to my door, gave me a free T-shirt, maybe a cup of coffee, I might... you never know what I could do.
we'll blame them. Clearly not doing their job very, very, very well. But what we can tell, though, with these elections is that, long story short, it's going to be lit.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see the different outcomes. And then obviously, like, if you've promised stuff and then you do come into power, then you actually have to deliver as well.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword. It's like you got to get the gig, but then you got to keep the gig, but then you got to get the gig again, but then you got to keep the gig. There's a hell of a lot to it.
And I think people that have just had enough. I think people just had enough, and especially now. So now the union of students, right? So those guys look after all the students, all the universities. They've just come out to say that if there's no free education in 2017, there will be no school. So now if you add that onto it, now that's pretty much fees must fall. Once you add that into it, and these guys really get to the edge, you can imagine how badly they're going to swing those votes.
Yeah, what a time to be alive, as people put into a hashtag and then put a picture on Instagram of them kind of posing, like no one took a photo, but they asked for it to be that way. Okay, so we'll see what happens next week. It's going to be a big day. And then it wouldn't be an edition of Take Charge on a Tuesday with Lesego if he didn't speak about saving.
That's right.
The obsession with money and saving it is so real with you.
You know what?
Let me see your wallet. Where's your wallet?
Money's a beautiful thing. You want to see my black cards?
I'll get it from you out the car. What's in someone who's professional's wallet?
I'll get out the car.
Oh, is it in the car?
It is in the car.
Okay.
But I'll get out the car. But
Producer Cat, get that tool we used to break into cars, you and I. And let's get this kid's wallet out the car. You know, that's, we slide in the window and then we up the...
And just pop it up.
Can we do that? Okay, she's on her way. All right. Talk to me about saving, bro. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, whatever. Yeah.
So basically, you got to save so that you don't become annoyed and irritated like REA just before the end of the month, right? So the thing is, especially in South Africa, in our society, we are people are grossly indebted. Like, people are in debt. It's quite bad. People are drowning in debt, and we don't have a good relationship with money. So the thing about saving is that, remember when I came into last time, I was like, you should have 3 times your salary inside your savings. And Aria almost had heart palpitations.
Mm. I mean, I'm remembering that now. I've been saving ever since you told me that, and I'm 0.01% of the way there. Which is an improvement of 0.01%.
So basically, for today, I'm going to keep it very short. Do it bit by bit, right? Literally, when you save, you shouldn't expect, and I mean, people will throw around stats like save 25% of your salary. And a lot of the time, it's not even realistic. So even if you can put away $100 or $20, put it away and keep it there and be disciplined about it. When I say be disciplined about it, as soon as you get your money at the end of the month, treat it like a Band-Aid. Rip it off. Don't pull it off slightly. As soon as you get it, send it immediately to your savings. Don't even think about it. Don't even contemplate it. As that money comes in and you see that SMS, go straight into your app and send it immediately. Because if you're going to be dilly-dallying about it, it's never going to happen. And the thing about saving is that, guys, ish is going to happen. Things are going to go wrong, you know? And when they do, you don't want to be in a position where you're having to scramble and you're having to irritate your friends because this thing just happened that you couldn't foresee. And remember this, it's better to be broke than to be in debt.
Yeah, no, being in debt is just a disaster.
It's better to be broke than to be in debt.
Just tell me quickly, though, in terms of, like, there's so many different ways you can save money. And some people find that overwhelming. I've heard that the general rule, is what I've been told, and one day I'll do this, is just to beat inflation. And if you beat inflation, then, like, you're on the right road.
Yeah. Oof. Hmm. Yes.
Probably a very loaded question. You're looking at me like that's a loaded question.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because it's like saying, how do you make a million? There's millions of ways of making a million.
Yeah.
You
know?
So everybody has their own way of saving. I know some people like to have two savings. They'll have like a long-term one and a short-term one. A long-term one will be one that they'll say, listen, just take $50 into this. They'll have a debit order of $50 into the long-term savings, and they will access that savings at the end of the year. So it doesn't even show up on their app, nothing. They literally just leave it away, so even think about it. And then they'll have what is called a short-term savings. So that's the one in case things happen, in case things go badly, in case you hit a pothole and your tire bursts and you need to go buy. That's the one that you use for those type of emergencies. But my basic advice is have those two. Have a long-term one and a short-term one. So if you want to have your holiday at the end of the year, your long-term one should be able to cater for that. Or if you want to buy a house or something really large that you need to save up for a long period of time, have that. But for the intermediate things that could go wrong, that could be very expensive, have your short-term savings.
And that's how you take charge on a Tuesday. Give me one final sentence and then how I follow your life every hour of every day.
I was about to say bring back the land. I'm joking. Listen, take charge on a Tuesday. Thank you to everybody that came out to the Young Leaders Seminar. You guys are beautiful. You guys rock. Well done to the University of Pretoria. Well done for having one language at University of Pretoria. Hello.
Yeah, that's progress.
Choof. Wow. In 2016. But it's okay. You did it. So my last sentence would be, don't be good. Don't be better. Be great and leave your mark. And how you can follow us, for me, it's just at @LSG_Mapang on Twitter. And Lesego Mapang everywhere else. Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. And then on Twitter, it's @Unplugged_ZA to follow Unplugged In Charge. And you'll have all the information there about what happened at the Young Leader Seminar. Who was there, what happened, and when the next one will be.
Power. That there is how you take charge on a Tuesday. Lesego Mapanga, thank you very much for stopping by. Every Thursday, 12 and 1, it's Unplugged and In Charge, starring the very cool Vaughn Thiel, the very, very cool Lesego Mapanga, the even cooler Weza That Guy, only because of his voice, and Simpiwe Petros. And he knows what he is, so we don't have to say it at this point.
He's that guy.
Yeah, there you go. Dude, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.